All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City here on the 7th day of November 2017. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you that I am the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here in New York City, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 during normal work hours in New York City. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter by going to chenpicks.com. Chen has done a remarkable job in building wealth for his family and for his subscribers. And he has some very interesting things. He was here with us last week to talk about Sorrento Therapeutics. It's a company that I've learned to know something about. Very exciting story. I expect to have Chen on once in a while to keep us updated on that. But you can keep up to date with Chen by subscribing. Go to chenpicks.com. Again, you can subscribe to my letter, miningstocks.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show: New Range Gold Corp, Klondike Gold Corp, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. I've titled today's show, Are Russia and China Better Off Financially Than the United States? Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff returns today, as does Michael Oliver, and he will be with, Professor Kotlikoff will be with me at about half past the hour, and Michael will be with me after the first commercial break in a few minutes from now. Dr. Kotlikoff recently opined that given $200 trillion of U.S. national debt that is on balance sheet and off, the U.S. is in worse financial shape than Russia and China, or most developed nations for that matter. Unlike most proponents of fiscal rectitude, Professor Kotlikoff proposes an answer that could help American to better prepare for the future, but there is a problem with his proposal. It requires politicians to suddenly tell the American people the truth about our economic condition, which would most certainly mean the end of their political careers, and at least in many cases. And some of you older folks may remember Jimmy Carter's message wearing his cardigan sweater back in 1978, suggested that we should keep our houses cold in the winter for the sake of reducing the oil consumption. Well, when Lawrence Kotlikoff joins me at about half past the hour, we want to ask him some of the following questions, all of the following questions and perhaps some more. How serious are America's financial problems? What does he propose to do to rectify them? What happens if the problems aren't fixed, especially what happens to people who are totally unaware that they are coming upon us? And assuming that the problem is not fixed, which I think is unfortunately, I believe, is a fairly safe assumption, is there anything those of us who are aware of the problem can do to reduce the risk or at least reduce the pain that is likely to come our way for those as we compared to those who maybe keep their heads in the sand and don't really want to know or don't ask any questions about the future? What does our financial weakness reduce? Does our financial weakness in any way, as President Eisenhower suggested, reduce our national security? I think it's worth noting that Eisenhower was the last president to really seriously and honestly reduce our deficit and balance the budget. He was the last president to have the gold reserves, the national gold reserves, audited independently. So we have a number of questions to ask Professor Kotlikoff, and I said, as I said, Michael Oliver will be with us in just a couple of minutes from now. But right now, I would like to remind you of the Metals Investor Forum at the Rosewood Hotel, Georgia, in downtown Vancouver. I will be speaking there, and I will be inviting Canada Zinc, Corvus Gold, Genesis Metals, and New Range Gold Corp. Newsletter writers invite companies. They think it's a good time for them to tell their stories there. I will be speaking, I believe it's at 11:30 on Friday, and I'm going to be speaking on what happens to gold in a petrodollar decline. I should mention it is on the 10th and the 11th. You can go to jtaylormedia.com to sign up. It's free to attend, but there are limited seats, and I'm told that about 95% full. So if you are in the area of Vancouver and you'd like to go, I'd certainly like to see you. If you listen to this show, be sure to say hello to me. I'll be there at the conference, a relatively small place. We'll certainly bump into you at this conference, where maybe about 600 attendees. Before we go to break, though, I would like to talk a little bit about what I want to talk about in Vancouver, some of the points that I hope to make. Since 1971, when Nixon removed gold from the international monetary system, the global monetary system has been effectively a fraudulent system held together by diplomacy, regime change, and military force. Given its superiority militarily since World War II, America has been able to force the rest of the world to accept endless dollars created out of nothing. And it's used those dollars then to hand out goodies to American voters in exchange for their votes, to pass legislation and arrange contracts to corporations who bribe our legislators, to expand America's military empire into some 146 countries, where we are engaged in clandestine regime change in many instances. Whenever those countries stray away from what we want them to do, primarily what I should say the powers behind the throne want them to do, and that means use dollars for trade. With smaller countries, the American military complex has been able to get away with that kind of behavior, and certainly there's that reason to believe that our CIA has tried clandestinely to change the Russian regime. It has obviously failed so far, and if anything, it seems as though Russia may be gaining strength, not losing it. China is so vast, I doubt anything like that is possible, a CIA overthrow, but certainly we have not left China alone. The United States is really, really fighting hard to try to keep control of China's sea lanes, and clearly we would rather not have China control the sea lanes. We want to control the sea lanes and trade primarily, I would guess, so that trade is continued to be conducted in dollars. But now China and Russia and some other nations like Iran and possibly NATO member Turkey are starting to fight back with currency wars and the implementation of their own banking and trading infrastructure and the use of yuan for trade as opposed to dollars to make the yuan more palatable for international trade. Countries like Russia and China and Iran have been building their gold reserves massively, and now they're going to start trading oil for yuan. And with the oil exchange in Shanghai, as well as the gold exchange in Shanghai, all in denominated in yuan, the table seems to be set for a move more and more away from the dollar towards other non-dollar trading, yuan trading, and perhaps a yuan backed by gold. So some very interesting things are happening now geopolitically that are coming at the same time that Lawrence Kotlikoff reminds us or suggests that China and Russia are healthier financially than the United States. So I really want to know, you know, what impact this may have on the gold markets, but more importantly, what should we as citizens do to prepare for the difficulties that might lie ahead as a result of this, to the extent things are going to change. If the dollar hegemony is finished or nearing its end, what impact will that have on the markets that we Americans rely on? And so those and many more questions we'll be talking to Professor Kotlikoff about at about half past the hour. Right now, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Michael Oliver. Well, Michael, he normally doesn't talk about these geopolitical issues and or any issues that really affect the markets. He just looks at the markets and lets the markets talk to him objectively. I think it's very important to realize that Michael's work, as much as anyone I know, is very objective. He doesn't allow his own feelings and preconceived notions, his own ideology, and Michael is a free market man for sure, if ever I've seen one. He doesn't allow those things to get in the way of what the markets are actually telling. We can be right, but we can be wrong by 10 years, and that's as bad as being wrong. The timing is everything, as they say. And Michael is very helpful, at least not from a short-term timing perspective, but, I want to play defense as an investor in gold mining shares and other companies. I want to know which way the major turns in the market are going, and Michael is very, very helpful for that. So he'll be with me right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Auren Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Auren is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district, with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.